Amen. Please sit down. You will have noticed that there are various things that we'll be sharing around the room in a bit. If you're one of the littlest who's making a way to the creche toys, that's fine. They can go there now. So if the younger children that are here want to start off their activities, that's fine. And we're going to listen to some verses from Romans chapter 6. This is the part of our teaching series that we're working through in the book of Romans at the moment that we've got to. You remember the title that we've given, the heading that we've given to our teaching series is Live in the Gospel, because we want to be able to learn more and more about what it means to be people who are living out our faith day by day and reflecting Jesus in all of those things. And we do that because through our faith, we learn how awesome God is, and we don't want to keep that to ourselves. So we're going to listen to these readings. The reading is in three parts. We'll listen to all three back to back. You need to pay attention, and you need to hold on to, you need to remember what each different part is about, because that will feed into what we do together in a moment. So if the three that are reading can come and join me, please, that'd be helpful. Yeah, now, come, now. Okay, you can start. Are you going? Did I give you the first one? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you've got a mic. You don't need a mic. Okay. Got my own mic. Yeah. Gone.
So what do we do? Keep on sinning so God can keep on forgiving? I should hope not. If we've left the country where sin is sovereign, how can we still live in our old house there? Or didn't you realise we packed up and left there for good? This is what happened in baptism. When we went under the water, we left the old country of sin behind. When we came up out of the water, we entered into the new country of grace, a new life in a new land. That means you must not give sin a vote in the way you conduct your lives. Don't give it the time of day. Don't even run little errands that are connected with that old way of life. Throw yourselves wholeheartedly and full time. Remember, you've been raised from the dead into God's way of doing things.
That is baptism into the life of Jesus means when we are lowered into the water, it is like the burial of Jesus. When we are raised up out of the water, it is like the resurrection of Jesus. Each of us is raised into a light-filled world by our Father so that we can see where we're going in our new grace sovereign country.
I'm using this freedom language because it's easy to picture. You can readily recall, can't you, how at one time the more you did just what you felt like doing, not caring about others, not caring about God, the worse your life became and the less freedom you had. And now how much different it is as you live in God's freedom, your life's healed and expansive in holiness. But now that you've found you don't have to listen to sin tell you what to do, and have discovered the delight of listening to God telling you, what a surprise. A whole, healed, put-together life right now, with more and more of life on the way.
Thank you. I'm going to sit down now. Thank you. So those three readings, they all come from, like I said, Romans chapter 6. They're all connected together. But in each part, there's a slightly different theme that's going on. So in the first part that Beth read to us, the Apostle Paul is, first of all, is helping people to remember the fullness of life with Jesus. And some of those he's talking to had come up with a conclusion in their own mind that the best way to live is to keep being really, really bad, to keep doing as much bad stuff as you can possibly think of doing, because then that way God will forgive us more and more and more, and we'd know that blessing of that forgiveness more and more and more. And Paul's turning around to him and saying, that's a really, really silly way of thinking. You don't have to keep on sinning to know God's blessing and God's love for you. Just don't do that. It's just really mad. Don't live in that way. But instead, know what it's like to live for Jesus in everything, to know his strength, to know how he fills our lives with goodness and the love of God. And we don't have to get to that by deliberately being bad. So Paul's saying, look, don't think in that old way that you used to think and live in that old way. You've given your life to Christ. And in that, there's newness and there's a fullness of life. I'm going to think a bit more about that in a particular way this morning in our prayer zone, which is over in that corner. And, it's really easy to hear that said, isn't it? You know, don't do bad stuff, just do good stuff. That's essentially what Paul is saying. But we're human beings, aren't we? And, you know, we know, don't we, that sometimes we make mistakes, sometimes we struggle with things, sometimes we let things worry us or get to us a bit too much. But we know as well that when we share that with others around us, when we bring that back to God, when we seek God's forgiveness and God's grace, then he'll turn that around for us. So what I want us to do in the prayer zone this morning, either over there or just where you are with people around you who you're happy to share this with, is just share life together. Talk about things that are going on for you at the moment. If there are particular struggles, then share them and pray about them together, knowing that as we do that, then God is right there with us. And through each other, then we are knowing that strength and that love of God. The second bit of the reading that Matt read for us, the theme there was obvious, wasn't it? The theme was about baptism. And so I've set up this little corner over here where I've called it the talk stroke think zone. I couldn't think what else to call it. What I want us to do is, if you're thinking about, well, what does baptism mean for me? Then come and sit over here and we'll talk about it. Maybe there's some of you here this morning are thinking, well, do you know, God's been prompting me for a while about getting baptized. I know there are at least two people in the room that applies to. Well, let's have a chat. Let's talk more. Let's understand more about the fullness of what baptism means, how we demonstrate our faith in action in those ways. So we can do that over there. And then the third section that we heard read links in with what I've set up over here under the heading of the Discovery Zone. This is about finding things out, and that's really what that part of that reading was about. And Paul was talking about freedom, about living freely when you know Jesus. You know, in his letters, when the Apostle Paul talks about freedom, he's often doing that, thinking about freedom from oppression and injustice, and think lives being transformed, lives being turned around into the fullness of all that God intended. And over there, what I've done is I've put up some details about different organizations who are seeking to do exactly that. They're seeking to be living the gospel, demonstrating in actions what it means to help people transform their lives. And there's the BMS Harvest Project is on there. We're going to talk about that in a bit more detail later on. But there are some quiz sheets, call them what you like. I think I put quiz sheets at the top of them, on the tables to help us to think about what's going on for other people in other parts of the world. And then to realize, as we're looking at the information there, the things that we find out, realize how blessed we are in the way that we live here. So there's those on those blue boards over there. So what I'd encourage you to do is move around the different zones, pray together, have a look there, come and chat. Come over here and play if you want to. I know the younger ones are going to make, where's Rachel gone now? What did you say they're going to do? Make some placemats. We've got the laminator out and everything. So that's going to be quite fancy over there. So if you fancy going and making a new placemat for your dinner table, then that's your place to be. But let's share this time together. Let's move around. Let's interact with each other and the things that are going on around us. And then we'll come back together in a bit. There'll be a couple of songs playing in the background that I've borrowed from a school this week where I was doing a harvest service. And we can play those, all-age worship. So they'll be just playing in the background. But let's share this time together and seek more of God together in that way. So I'll leave some time for that. And then I'll bring us back together in a bit. Okay?